here in Wisconsin. We're surrounded by beautiful lakes and rivers where we can swim, boat, and fish. Sometimes these natural resources are as close as our backyards.
But recreation often leads to litter. Lures get stuck, trash gets forgotten, sunglasses, phones, jewelry fall in. It adds up. One Wisconsin man is working to clean up Wisconsin waterways and is building an online audience as he does it.
Ed Bieber is a recovery diver based in Wisconsin, makes online videos under the name Ed the Diver, documenting his search for trash, treasure, and lost items in Wisconsin's rivers and lakes. His videos have gotten millions of views across YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook, and he recently spoke with WPR's Lee Rayburn about his work.
So tell us a little bit about how you went from being Ed Bieber to Ed the Diver.
Well, it all started to me taking my kids fishing in the Menominee River, which is right by Marinette, Wisconsin, and Menominee, Michigan, right in between. And I started losing my lures. My kids were losing my lures. And with all the people coming from across the Midwest, even across the world, to come fish here for walleye, they're losing a lot of lures. So I decided to get in the water when it warmed up and to get mine back along with all theirs.
So how did it go from picking up your lures and others in the water to actually cleaning up some of Wisconsin's rivers?
Well, I started noticing all the extra fishing line that was left behind. I also started noticing tires, cans, bottles, plastic containers, batteries, vapes, and all these different things that people leave underwater while they're floating down rivers on tubes or while they're fishing or enjoying the water in their boat. They're losing stuff. Some people are just littering. So I decided to do something about it. I upgraded my equipment. Right now I've got two kayaks, and I just load them full of stuff. At one time, I had 27 anchors from the Fox River in one of my kayaks.
What happens to all the stuff that you gather from the bottom of Wisconsin's rivers?
Well, I'd say that most of it, except for the garbage, which I recycle and get rid of, but all the goodies and the treasures, they end up in my home in Marinette, Wisconsin. Which I kind of have a museum now, and I get people requesting to come see everything laid out.
I see some bowling balls in there, Ed.
Yeah.
How does a bowling ball get in the bottom of a river?
Well, I heard after I found them, one was in Niagara, and I can't remember, the other one was in the O'Connell River. People actually get mad if they have a bad night of bowling and they throw them in the river, and it's kind of common, I guess.
Blame the bowling ball. So is Ed the Diver in the lure selling business? When you clean those lures off, where do they go?
So I collect some. I sell some. I donate some. I do giveaways. I do all kinds of stuff. And, you know, people from all over the world are saying, give me some lures. Can I have some lures? You know, just it's crazy.
You make and post online videos of your cleanup expeditions. Some of them have reached millions of views now and people from around the world. What do you read in the comments? What do people say to you about what they love about your videos?
Well, they love that I'm definitely that I'm cleaning up the environment, that I'm kind of trying to get stuff back to the owners. You know, the cell phones, cell phones aren't cheap. So I try to reach out, find the owner of those and a return. A lot of phones, a lot of Apple Watches throughout the year. But I also don't return them all, so I've got a huge collection for people to kind of see. I'll have them in the Neville Museum in Green Bay soon. In November 2025, for a couple months, they opened up for me to bring a bunch of like bottles, old fishing lures, anything that I find underwater that has historic value or just to show people the impact that we're having.
So with everything that you do surrounding Ed the Diver, what do you find most rewarding and what keeps you going?
Just the positive impact that it has on the waterways and then also be an example to others that watch the videos or see me out there doing it. And they say, hey, I love what you do. Me and my kids, I take them out now and we go pick up trash on the banks. We find all this fishing line so the animals and the birds don't get tangled up in it. And you really encourage us to get out there and do something.
What are some of the most surprising things you've come across dredging the bottoms of these rivers and waterways?
So over in the Wolf River in Shawnee, Wisconsin, I was doing a cleanup by the dam there, and I found this Barbie doll from 1993, and it was stuck in some rocks close to the dam. The gate was closed, and I picked it up. It was all full of, you know, grime and stuff from being underwater. There were zebra mussels and sand in its hair, and it's all jacked up. But I made a video, and a lot of people, they wanted to buy it. Like, at the end of my dive, after my video, I posted, you know, this is what I found today, and I found this Barbie doll. And it just, people went crazy. So I ended up putting it on eBay, and within a week, it made national news. It got spread all over the place. And a lady from Green Bay, Christy Barlament, who is now my fiance,
hello,
bought the doll. She bought the doll, and it was her birthday. And I hand-delivered it to her on her birthday, and we've been together ever since.
Oh, wow, Ed. How long ago was this?
This is last March.
Hey, congratulations, man. That's a beautiful story.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit what it's like on the bottom of these rivers. What are the conditions like? What are you going through in order to find some of the treasures that you do?
So there's a lot of weeds, muck, low visibility, you know, in the rivers, especially the Fox River. I do a lot of recoveries and cleanups. Sometimes you can see 6 inches. Sometimes you can see 2 to 3 feet, which is very rare. But when you're down, the deeper you go down, it gets darker, cloudier. And then once you hit the bottom looking for stuff, it just gets all stirred up and it's just complete darkness. So I've got metal detectors that I use, or I just use my hands and feel around. And, you know, when I'm down there, you start coming across, when you can see, you start noticing dead fish down there, and you wonder, well, how are these fish dead? And I'm down here, I'm stirring the bottom up some more, and hopefully I don't get what they got.
Oh, man, what is the wildlife down like down there, and how do the fish treat you?
Well, I've got a lot of videos with fish in them, mud puppies, crayfish. A lot of them get tangled up in fishing line, especially mud puppies and crayfish. They like to crawl around the rocks and rivers and lakes. And then when there's hooks and lines stuck in these rocks, they're getting all tangled up. And I've cut a lot of line off of mud puppies that their backs are all crooked and their spine is all misformed because they grew up with fishing line on them. And, you know, I find a lot of ones that have died also.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to help them get free of that, especially crayfish. But I do find a couple of fish tangled up on a hook or stuck on a hook, which is the line is stuck to a log or something, and they're just swimming in circles for forever until they die, I guess. But it's good to go down and help them. And it's nice to see, like, the huge sturgeon. But when you can't see them, a lot of times they bump into me when I can't see them. But it's nice to swim up to them and, you know, try to pet them or, you know, just get a really good camera angle. And actually someone called the DNR saying that I was touching a sturgeon underwater and just kind of laughed about it.
Okay, good. There was no follow-up from the DNR there?
Well, they followed up. They came into my camper, my toy hauler, when I was selling by the river, and they said, hey, we got a complaint that you were you touched a sturgeon or petted a sturgeon underwater. And he looked at me and I looked at him and we both busted out laughing.
So. Well, and also, you've got the video. We're talking with Wisconsin's own Ed Bieber, also known as Ed the Diver Online, and he makes videos documenting his efforts to clean up Wisconsin's waterways, collecting discarded and lost items from our rivers and lakes. And Ed, do you ever find something you come across that needs to be reported to the police or the authorities?
For sure.
Really?
I found a couple guns.
Wow.
I found I think it was a 30-30 Winchester lever action. Winchester, model 94. I'm trying to get it all straight here. But got that. It was all wrapped in plastic and electrical tape. I had to call the sheriff's department on that, but ended up getting it back because they couldn't find any crimes committed with it or they couldn't find the owner. So I've got that in my museum, along with another rifle, a couple of handguns, BB gun handguns, several hard drives, laptops, all kinds of stuff that did not belong underwater.
And Ed the Diver also has some meetups with fans and fellow divers. I was watching a video this morning, and you've got people catcalling you from the shore as you're diving underneath. Ed the Diver, what are you finding? How do you involve others in your cleanup efforts?
Especially in the Fox River down in Green Bay, when I'm down there cleaning up, a lot of people know me from over the years, and kids will come out and scream my name, and they want free lures or they want something. So, you know, I'll toss some lures up on shore. They'll grab them to go fish with. So it's just kind of cool to encourage kids like that through the last few years. And then they share you with all their friends. They tell their friends about it, and then they start cleaning up the garbage themselves. It's really cool.
That's what I was thinking, is that you are a gentle reminder that to clean up after yourself with the beautiful, pristine nature we have around us in Wisconsin. And then I see you diving underwater and picking up cans of Mike's Hard Lemonade by the, you know, by the 12-pack, basically. And you're still so positive about it. And I think if I were down there picking up other people's garbage and seeing fish struggling through the fishing line that had been left behind, I would tend to get down. What keeps you so positive?
Just the impact that it's making, and knowing that, you know, with all the trash, you're going to find some treasure.
Ed the Diver Beaver, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Ed Beaver is a recovery diver and video creator based in Wisconsin, known as Ed the Diver Online. He makes videos documenting his efforts to clean up Wisconsin's waterways, collecting discarded and lost items from our rivers and lakes. And he recently spoke with WPR's Lee Rayburn.